This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trust Books. Go to HVACTrustBooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you today. Have you ever lost an employee because someone offered them a buck more an hour? Maybe as little as 50 cents more? Well, what do you do to keep them? What do you do to apply the golden handcuffs so that they won't be enticed to leave? And how do you improve your bottom line and add to your bottom line as you are doing this? My guest today, Alan Vaughn, gives you the answers to these questions and more. Alan, welcome to Contractor Sense.
Hi, Ruth. Thank you for having me.
And you've basically looked at the world a little bit differently than everybody else with respect to the things 401k plans and retirement and actually healing the employee rather than just worrying about putting together a fund or something to make the employer feel good.
That's exactly right. I've been in this business for 33 years, almost 34 years now. And like everybody else that gets in this business, you're thrown in with the sharks into selling 401k business or personal investment business. And it's exactly as what you said earlier. You have to be in someone else's shoes to really understand what the situation is, especially with the employer and with the employees. And in that selling process, it really gets lost.
Well, not only that, you're in a situation where if you're in a sales process, all you care about is making the deal and getting your commission, and you don't have any, you know, anything in the game, so to speak, you know, for making sure that it goes on forever and ever and ever and ever. You kind of say bye, you know, maybe once a year you go renew the plan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but there's not any ongoing commitment, not any ongoing making sure everything's going right with the employees type things, which you do.
Exactly. You know, to paraphrase George Lucas from THX1138, they're in a situation, and some of them are really good people, but they're in a situation where they have to sell more, and sell more now. And in that kind of, I guess you call it like being in a gerbil wheel.
Yeah, environment.
You cannot sit there with an employee and discuss their financial situation, finance versus investments, finance being, you know, how can we get you out of debt? How can we start a budget? How can we get you focused in the long term? Because you're 25 years old and you've got to do something. Or if you're 60 years old and you've got 5 years till you think you're going to retire, we need to rethink this.
Yeah. Well, and you talked about a lot of things when you and I initially started talking about this. It's not only the retirement plan. It is really making sure, because you said, what do they think about their financial situations like 70% of the time when they're at work or 50% of the time when they're at work?
Oh, my, yes. Well, the data has been repeated year after year. The average employee, actually half of all employees, think about their financial situation 3.5 hours each day, each work day, or more. And if you're thinking about your financial situation, you don't have a solution. You're just running it in your head constantly, in the background or in the foreground, talking to your wife or your husband or your significant other about how are we going to pay the power bill? How are we going to pay the kids or buy food for the kids or whatever?
Unless you're the bookkeeper and you want to embezzle it, but that's another story altogether.
Well, this impacts the employers.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it really and truly does. And you have a really cool success story where you took somebody's workers' comp mod rate really, really down low. So tell everybody that story.
Well, I went into this company up in North Carolina, and it's a manufacturing facility. And most of the folks there are doing really hazardous work. And when I go in, I do a financial wellness survey with each employee.
And explain what that means.
Well, it's a 10-question questionnaire that I created that gets a real temperature gauge and a barometer on each employee on understanding what their stress levels are with their finances. I had one guy, he was at 90%. Now, this guy came in to see me, and he had this huge leather thing on his arm. He was a welder, and he was welding with this high-energy torch of some sort, a MIG welder of some kind. I don't know what
Whatever.
It is.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's something that if you make a mistake, it's going to hurt you really bad. Mm-hmm. Well, he was at 90%.
Thinking about money all the time.
All the time. And I was like thinking, this guy is a prime candidate. He's next. Mm-hmm. Their workman's comp claims were through the roof. In a year's time, I had that down to almost zero. Almost zero. I had one accident in that last year.
So that's pretty good. I mean, think about what the impact on the bottom line for that company was. It was huge. Simply because we could get them to start thinking about positive things rather than worrying about their money. I mean, you know, think about how many of your employees, those of you who are listening out there, actually come to you and say, can I get a loan on my paycheck for next week? And how many of you actually do that? It is more prevalent than you think. So we're trying to avoid a lot of those things. And you have a milk jar that does that, don't you?
Yes. I mean, the funny thing is people bring me in about the 401k plan because I've been in the pension business for nearly four decades.
Yeah, but this is so much more than that.
Exactly. And that's what I try to re-engineer the conversation with the employer at the top, with the business owner, the CFO, the HR managers, to understand that we need to have a rethinking of this 401k plan. We can't just shove people in there and think we're going to get this magic outcome. We have to get these people rethinking about what they're doing with themselves right now, with the money that they make. Because right now, money is, it's an intangible. We have this thing called financial abstraction that's occurring with credit cards and debit cards and direct deposits, where it's just a bunch of digits. 96% of all transactions in this world right now are digital. They're not with cash. Yeah. So people have lost that feel for that money. And when you do that, you have these really bad consequences that occur. So my little milk jug millionaire is the first thing I give the employees. And what that does for the employee.
Wait, before you go into it, yeah. It's actually a milk jug.
Yes.
And he has a little thing on the left-hand side with 52 weeks on there. And week one, there's a dollar. Week two, there's $2. And it goes all the way to $36?
About
back.
$33.
$33
at back. Week 26.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, there's $1 million in that jug. So now that I've thrown, taken
$1 million.
Yeah, I would like to have $1 million in that jug after a year.
See, you're already thinking about finances. So.
Yeah.
So the point is with that is it does many things. One, it cuts down on the loans, the loan applications in the 401k plan, because people use that 401k plan like it's some sort of Christmas account. It's not. It's for your long term. It's for you when you retire, not for I blew the engine in my pickup truck. You know. So having that $1,000 set aside as a rainy day fund stops that. It also, when they're physically putting that money in that milk jug, they're getting the feel for what money is all about and the value of it. So I'm really pulling them back from the precipice with this, that financial abstraction.
Yeah, but they've got this $1,000 in this jug at the end of a year. It's like, what's the temptation to spend it?
Oh, it's high. And that's why when I do my coaching, it's not just a one and done. It's not once a year. I coach the employees. I made the choice when I started this in 2013 that I was going to give up my evenings to spend 15 minutes, 10 minutes, with each of these employees once a month, then once every 2 months, then maybe once every 6 months to just to get in. It depends on the speed of the employee mm-hmm. as well. If they need more hands-on, that's fine. It's fun for me
yeah.
because I have all these cool ideas and get them actionable and triggered so that they do those things and then come back 2 weeks later and they started it. That really turns me on.
Cool. All right. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about some more success stories. I'm with Alan Vaughn. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense, and we will be right back. I've seen my client salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
Welcome back to Contractor Sense. I'm here with Alan Vaughn, and Alan has basically taken the world of 401ks and turned it on its head, because it's not only putting together the plan, but it's also making sure that the participants are actually healthy, and you help them get out of debt. But before we get into that, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, where do they do that?
They can do it one of two ways. They can send me an email at AllenV, A-L-L-E-N-V as in Victor, at employeehighperformance.com. This is one solid word, employeehighperformance.com. Or you can just simply give me a call at 404-441-0064.
Okay, cool. So I want to talk about the debt situation again, because that one really just floored me when you gave me those statistics. But I think about how many, you know, you think about the installers and you think about the techs and you think about the employees, and they just, you know, a lot of them can't make it from paycheck to paycheck. So your job is to get them so that they can make it from paycheck to paycheck. And how do you do that?
Well, just to give you some quick data points, Jack Vanderhey at the Employee Benefit Research Institute has shown year after year after year that employees, 95% of Americans, can actually save for their retirement, but they don't.
Why?
The reason is because we lack financial education in our school system. We are a nation of financial illiterates. Okay.
I'd buy that.
Yes. I think everybody has to raise their hand on that one.
I'm not a financial illiterate. I'm not raising my hand. Not
okay.
Evan.
Good for you. Good. Then we give you a gold star. But most people, you know, get an F minus on that one. Mm-hmm. I see them all the time. They're train wrecks. Student loan debt's at $1.3 trillion. Credit card debt in this country is at $1.3 trillion. The average credit card debt in Atlanta is at $6,000. The median
income. Household.
Per individual.
So that if somebody is living in a household, that's $12,000 of debt?
Could be, yeah. The median income in Atlanta is at $52,000. So when you net out taxes, car notes, power bills, food, rent, or mortgage,
yeah,
and heaven help you if you've got kids, you're just rotating your credit cards and pulling out new ones and trying to get a lower interest rate. I mean, what kind of life is that?
I mean, if you think about it, those of you who say, okay, good, I'm not in Atlanta, Houston and San Antonio were on the bottom. Atlanta was the third. New York does better than Texas and Georgia. So you guys out there.
California too.
Yeah. So we're actually on the bottom. So, you know, it really and truly is. All of us know that type of thing. So how do you know, the milk jugs is one way you help them save money.
That's the first start.
Yeah. And you give everybody who signs up and enrolls in the plan the milk jug, correct?
That's right.
And so how many of them actually do it?
Almost all of them.
Cool.
And that should tell you right there what the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
The average person in America has less than $400 saved. Less than $400.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not going to buy a radiator for your car.
No, or any major home improvement, as we all know.
Exactly.
Think about one of your service calls. You know, it can be $400 all by itself.
It's a pretty ugly situation. So right there, I've got a personal success for me. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm Annie Sullivan with some of these folks,
mm-hmm.
but some of them are pretty savvy too.
Yeah.
They're just not activating a plan. So I help them activate it and keep them on a path.
Right.
Okay.
So it's like they report to you just like my clients report to me.
Well, I report to them in a coaching session. I put them on a schedule, on a calendar, and I'm going to call you at 8:15. On the 24th, mm-hmm. okay, and we're going to talk for 15 minutes, and this is what we did the last time, and this is what we're going to talk about today, and, you know, whether you did it or not, that's okay. We'll work on trying to make it happen for you,
mm-hmm.
okay? But as far as successes are concerned with this, that's a personal success for me with that individual employee. It's just like laying bricks into a building. The big successes that I've seen is, well, to start off with, when I was doing the 401k coaching, going back when I started my business in 2014, I got to the point where I had every one of my clients at 100% participation in the 401k plan because everybody could see the light.
Sure.
Everybody could see it. And the average deferral percentage of the non-highly compensated employees from their salaries or wages was at 8.5% or better. But I'd go back 6 months later, and a lot of these employees would drop it from 8 down or 10 down to 2 or 1 or stop contributing altogether. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, what is going on here? Well, this is not my problem.
Yeah, it is your problem. It is your problem.
It is my problem because I get paid for them putting money into the plan.
Right.
And the employer gets the benefit of the fact that people that contribute at least 10% a year into a plan never leave. That data is empirical.
So the golden handcuffs are, I know I'm putting 10% away in, and I know that I'm going to get it back out, and I know that my salary is really more than $25 an hour. It's really $30 an hour if I take my 401k into an account and stuff like that. And you teach them all that, right?
Well, that and more. The thing is, with my industry in the 401k world, we've been doing these heavy-handed auto X type gadgets like auto enrollment, or negative enrollment, as it used to be called, and then auto escalation or auto increases of your deferrals each year. And employees don't like that kind of stuff. We know that 40% of employees don't like that heavy-handed kind of behavior from their bosses.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and it's really muddied the waters is trying to understand with what's going on. I see it clearly because I've been in this since the dinosaurs. So the thing is
you and I both have gray hair. So we've been around a while.
So the point is when I start doing this one-on-one coaching with the employees, it's a dramatic sea change inside that organization. I want my employers to be debt-free businesses. And if you hire someone that's not debt-free, then I take over.
Yeah.
And then I try
and it's good
that.
Because you can say, we have somebody to help you get out of debt and it's not me and I don't want to know about it, but he's here. Alan's here to take care of that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's the type of thing that you, so let's assume you're in Atlanta, but you can work with somebody who's in California, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, when I'm working with your employees, 99% after that first initial enrollment meeting and other subsequent meetings, maybe once or twice a year to get new hires involved in the 401k plan, most of my work is done on the phone.
Mm-hmm. After hours, right?
After hours. I don't do stuff during. So a lot of my, I made the conscious choice to realize that my work's going to have to be in the evening, okay? Mm-hmm. Where my counterparts are out on the golf course or having $200 dinners.
Go to the bar.
No. I'm at home doing this, and I'm actually having more fun.
Well, cool. I'm glad to see that. All right. Any final thoughts?
Well, successes with this is that where I have seen employee turnover drop with most of my clients. I'm not going to give out specific data points because I may embarrass somebody. But the fact of the matter is I see employee turnover drop. I see, as I said earlier, workman's comp claims drop. And with my 401k dashboard, I have 23 different metrics where I can really see and present to that employer, yes, my work is creating a positive impact to your bottom line.
Cool. And that's what we want. So, Alan, tell everybody one more time where they can get a hold of you.
At AlanV, AlanV, at EmployeeHighPerformance.com. It's one word, Employee High Performance. And you can call me direct at 404-441-0064.
Alan, thanks so much for being with us.
Ruth, it's a pleasure.
My pleasure, too. And thank you all for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money, too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.